This is TWiT.
Facebook owned the internet news cycle today, and by this time next year, they might also own the news, and they might own the internet. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that several news sources, including the New York Times, were in talks with Facebook to begin hosting news content within the Facebook interface itself instead of asking users to open a new website. And today's big Facebook announcement was that they would open up Messenger to developers. For the uninitiated, Facebook Messenger is the company's instant message program that previously only included features created by Facebook. With what they're now calling Messenger Platform, Facebook will start allowing developers to create their own apps that people can use when they chat. So apps that let you dress up your messages with photos, videos, audio clips, stuff like that. The idea is that eventually you'll be able to use Facebook Messenger in all the ways that you use Facebook, but instead of sharing things with everyone, you can have a one-on-one conversation, just like we did in the olden days, but now with emoji. A new study on teens and smartphones will scare the pants off you if you have a teen, or if you ever drive, or if you ever get near a road. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety analyzed nearly 1,700 videos of teens who agreed to have cameras installed in their car to show what they were doing behind the wheel. So these are not hidden cameras. They knew the cameras were there. This video was provided by a company called Lytics. It shows how distracted teens are by their cell phones. Now, one side of the video shows what the teen should be looking at, and the other side shows what they're actually doing. The study cited distraction as the cause of nearly 60% of moderate and severe crashes. That was four times that of previous government estimates. Now, cell phones were the result of only 12% of the crashes, but that's almost the highest percent. The only thing higher was interaction with passengers, which caused 15% of the crashes. Bloomberg reports that part of Radio Shack's assets that will be auctioned off to the highest bidder might be you. That's right. If you were ever a Radio Shack customer, chances are they asked for your name, your email address, and your physical address. Now that information is being sold, even though they promised that it never would be. A federal bankruptcy court is expected to approve or reject the asset sale tomorrow. Ars Technica says that you might be able to cure that nausea you feel when using virtual reality glasses, and that cure might be an artificial nose. No, I am not telling you to go out and get a nose job. A group of researchers at Purdue University say creating a bulbous little nub in the corner of a VR projection could help mitigate those feelings of seasickness that some people feel when using Oculus Rift and other virtual reality devices. The idea is that a fixed object might reduce the apparent difference between visual and sensory motor stimuli that can lead to simulation sicknesses. Researchers are expanding the study with added support for noses of different shapes and hues and allowing users to use a photograph of their own nose in their virtual environment. So you know that thing that your mom always told you about how if you crossed your eyes and stared at your nose, your eyes would stay like that forever? She was wrong.